Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Lost Skills Podcast. We help you learn the skills you need to survive modern life.
Power on.
Today's episode...
Connected.
Sorry about that. That's my hands free connecting. Today's episode is going to be about gun control. And the reason I want it to be about that is... there's been a lot of debate after the Parkland shooting in Florida. I think it was Parkland. I don't really memorize the names to these things. It's just you've been bombarded with it so much. And now the recent YouTube shooting. And I'm going to start the episode with, I may end up swearing. I don't know. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a gun owner. In case someone wants to know, I've owned firearms my whole life. My family's owned firearms. We have firearms that we passed down. So, when I'm reluctant to give away my firearms, just remember that. I'm going to try to temper my argument and do something that most people aren't doing, and it's just by talking rashly. I'm going to try to keep it rational. I'm not going to point fingers. And I'm going to talk about David Hogg a little bit and the others. And I'm just going to try to keep it on the level and hopefully not just pro-gun people listen to this. Hopefully that people from both sides will listen to this. I want to start today's episode with one thing that's really pissed me off really, really badly. As everybody is for gun control, if you say you want to keep your guns, the first thing is they want to yell at me, don't you want to keep children safe? Do you want children to die? Okay, if you think that, and I'm a gun owner, that you think that I want children to die, you're an idiot. That's the nice way I'm going to say that. There is no gun owner out there that wants to see children shot with firearms. Do I want to give my firearms up to make sure that doesn't happen and get rid of them across the whole country? No. There's other ways. There definitely is. But to be like, you don't care about the children, that's bullcrap. I have an 8-year-old daughter. Do I want her to get shot in a school shooting? Heck no. Just to put that out there, anybody that's all for gun control and taking guns and wants to say to someone that doesn't want to take guns away, think about the children. You just want children to die. Nobody wants children to die. That is the dumbest argument that I have heard so far. That is just stupid. So I want to get that out of the way. In no way do I want children to die. Not one child anywhere from firearms. I have a few ideas on the subject, and we're going to get to that. But just so that everybody knows, I don't want kids to die. In fact, I've been seeing these stupid challenges on the internet. I just have a feeling if we remove warning labels, we'd take care of the problem altogether. Only the strong would survive. That's just a joke, guys. Just a joke. I don't even want to see kids die from eating Tide Pods because they're stupid. And I remember my kid was like 2 years old. There was a big thing about not letting little kids eat them because they were colorful and they looked like pieces of candy. Now we got teenagers eating them. My 2-year-old knew enough not to try to eat laundry detergent. What the heck, you know? That's all I gotta say. Anyway. Okay. Now I want to talk about the school walkouts and stuff like that. And they did it around the country. As far as I know, they did not do it at my kids' elementary school. And, you know, I don't think that the teachers should take the kids out for something like that in protest or it, if you want to have a moment of silence in class for the victims, you want to have, you know, a recognition where you get together in the auditorium and you have something, a ceremony or something like that, hey, I'm good with that, you know, something remembering the victims. But if you're going to take kids out of class so that they can advocate and protest for gun control, that's my child that you're doing that with. I don't care what your agenda is. My child should not be subjected to having to do that. Now, I've read reports where kids decided they were going to stay neutral and stay in the classroom and they got in trouble, and I don't really know if that's true. I heard of one kid getting suspended because they told him he could either go to the protest or go to study hall. And he chose to stay in the classroom. And he got in trouble. Well, he got in trouble for not going where he was supposed to go. But I was happy to see there was at least a study hall option. But to stop classes and go protest instead of teaching our youth stuff, I think is BS. I don't care what their agenda is. Like I said, if you wanted to stop it to do like recognizing the victims, that's different. But you know, in the auditorium, the whole school's there. They shouldn't be picking the side of a debate. Quite frankly, they don't even know anything about it. Well, not that they don't know about it, that, you know, they might not even care. That's my feelings on that. My other feelings is, I want to talk about, the kids that they've been plastering all over CNN. I'm not going to lump... I could make a broad generalization that I've seen on the internet so far and countless memes that we're going to listen to kids that are the same age as kids that eat Tide Pods. In fairness, to a degree, it's true. But to another degree, there are some kids that are smarter, more grown up than other kids. So yes, that, you know, I don't have a problem with seeing, you know, children give their opinion. But I'll tell you what, when I was that age, if I would have told my dad something like that, he would have looked at me and said, well, that's nice. You know, I worked with a guy one time, and he used to have a saying that most kids don't get a brain until they're about 26 years old, that they do stupid stuff until they're about 26. And I did something one day. I'm like, I did something. He goes, hey, you know, people don't get a brain until they're 26. Don't overthink it because you might hurt yours. You just got it. Which I thought was, you know, was hilarious. He always had a little dig in there. It was good. But, you know, it's truthful to some degree that you don't have a brain until you're 26 years old. When you're When you're 18 to 24, you get charged more by insurance companies because you make bad decisions. When you're 18 years old, most times, well, I don't know about not kids now, but when I was that age, you were drinking, out having sex, you know, they were doing all kinds of things that in some ways are bad decisions. Some people have children really young because of stupid decisions. Some people get in accidents while drunk driving and they make stupid decisions. I think to some degree that, you know, you don't make the best decisions sometimes. Now I want to temper that argument with, you know, plenty of 18-year-olds join the military, which, whether, depending on your view, it's a good or a bad decision. So, I mean, you have to temper that. When you're an adult, you're expected to be mature. But the thing that's been bothering me about that David Hogg is that he's been saying, you know, F the NRA, F this person, F that person. Right on TV, they've been bleeping it out. Everybody's seen the clips. But then when people start going after him, then he gets mad and, you know, and says that people are, you know, bullying him and stuff. Well, David, you know, you're an adult. Put your big boy pants on. People mess with other people. That's what happens. Anytime someone stands up and gives their opinion about something, you have the hecklers that come out of the weeds. I don't care who you are. In fact, I'll probably have some from this podcast. I've had some from previous podcasts. Most of the time not, but sometimes I've had it from other podcasts. So if you're going to stand up and be on the world stage and give your opinion and say that we should do this and that to people and take this away and that away, be prepared for backlash. You know, that's something I have to say about that. I think that some people are too worried about being internet famous now. You know, he's only 18, I think. 10 years, his opinions could be totally different. You never know. He might be super conservative and own some firearms and, you know, have a big family in 10 years. You don't know. So, I mean, it's not an excuse not to give your opinion, but he's just starting his life. He doesn't even know where it's going yet. Opinions are things that are formed and changed over time. I think that perhaps, and I'm not saying that he's going to, but someday he may regret his, you know, 15 minutes of fame on the internet. Someone will be like, hey, are you this guy? And show him the video where he's the foul-mouthed kid on CNN. And he may regret that. Or his kids might find it someday. You know, I don't know. I think that's, you know, definitely, these are the things that are wrong, you know. Another thing that's wrong is, you know, like I said, I'm all for guns, but when people start bashing these children that are speaking, let them speak. But honestly, I'm kind of in the realm of my dad, where I see them speak, and I'm like, oh, you have an opinion. That's nice. You know, and maybe what I'm saying has something to do about that. You know, it's just that I let them talk, let them have their thing, but everybody hanging on every word that they're saying and wanting more interviews with them and this and that, that's, you know, let them have, you know, right afterwards, they gave their statements and they had their opinion. The other side doesn't need to parade them around like a show pony. That's what I think they're doing. Like, look at this kid. He's a survivor. He's going to tell you all about our great plan, gun control. I don't like that. If they wanted to get a bunch of people and have a round table on TV or whatever and talk about whether they want it or not, you know, that's one thing. I've heard of there were some kids that were pro-gun or, you know, not against gun control, that they wouldn't let them speak on TV. If you're going to let one side speak, let the other side speak. That's all I'm saying. Another problem that I see, we're going to try to talk, get all the problems out of the way. Another problem that I see is that we're naming and putting faces on these people and saying, hey, they have social media, and people are going ripping pictures off their social media before Facebook or YouTube or whoever. Wow, that's a big chunk of ice that came off that car in front of me. Almost hit my truck. Probably by about 10 feet. People are going and taking pictures off of these people's sites and, you know, pulling a bunch of stuff off of there before they get taken down, and then they're making memes and all this. And we shouldn't be announcing their name. If you're really that upset that this asswipe killed all these children, in whichever shooting you want to name, why are we giving them a face? Why are we giving them a face at all so that some other kid who's depressed and wants his 15 minutes of fame, like, I don't care about my life, but I want everyone to know my name before I'm gone. And he goes and gets a gun, whether it's he steals it from his parents or whatever, and he goes and shoots at up a school. Why give him a face? Why not just say that there was a school shooting that day and that the gunman is going to remain unnamed because of it shouldn't be politicized. And these are the names of the victims. You don't hear the names of all the victims. You hear it right away. You hear the name of this person was a victim or that person was a victim. You hear it right away, and then maybe you'll see something where it says this is a victim's father or this or that. Why don't we talk about the victims? Why do we spend so much time focused on the person doing the problem? I think that that's a problem with society nowadays. I think that we shouldn't be focusing on that. We should focus on the victims and you know, the vigils and the recognition for the people that actually were hurt by these monsters. We should just call them monsters or call them, you know, unnamed shooter. Why? Maybe that one kid that's depressed will be like, oh, I don't even have a way for the people in my town to know who I am after I'm gone, so why would I bother to do it? I mean, I guess in your town, if a kid went and shot up a school, you'd know his name. That kid would be gone. But, I mean, across the country, people know this kid's name now, and to some degree, it was probably part of his plan. I don't know his name because every time I hear it, I don't focus on it. I forget it. That's something that we need to do. We don't need to hang this around back to parading it around like a show pony. We don't need to say, I wouldn't show his picture. I wouldn't show, oh, there's an unmarked cop. I wouldn't show, you know, anything about that person. If it was me, you know, the next of kin would be notified if he was dead, if he was arrested. I would, you know, say that there's been a suspect in custody. Stuff like that. I wouldn't, definitely wouldn't be, you know, making this person into a celebrity. He's not. He's a dirtbag. You know, I think that those are some things that are wrong. I'm trying to think of where else I want to go in the limited amount of time I have. I'm not going to throw statistics out there, stuff like that. I tell you more hammers have killed people than assault weapons. Okay, let's talk about that quick. Assault weapon. Assault is an action. I assaulted this person. AR-15 doesn't stand for automatic rifle. It doesn't stand for assault rifle. It doesn't stand for automatic rifle 15 rounds a second. It doesn't stand for any of that. The AR-15 stands for Armalite Rifle. It's the name of the company that designed the rifle. The 15 part, I'm guessing it probably went through 15 iterations before it was to that model where it worked well. But AR-15 means Armalite Rifle. Armalite's a company that designed it back in, I think, 1957, if I remember correctly. Like I said, I don't bring up an assault rifle. An assault is an action. I'm sorry. An assault is, I can assault you with anything. Is it a military style rifle? It's patterned after a military rifle. So is the M1 carbine. So is basically every bullet around. Our previous military technology. That 30-06 that you said, well, I don't want to take your 30-06. 30-06 was one of the calibers that won World War II and World War I. That was the main use of the main ammunition of those skirmishes. That was a military round. So it's not an evil thing that's patterned after. It's like, I guess, Legos for kids. It's something cool that people can take apart and redo. I mean, I've never had one. You can customize any firearm. I could take a regular old rifle, probably buy an AR-style stock, a three-position stock, and I could get rails for it and all that, and I could make it look like a military rifle. Doesn't mean it should be banned. You know, that's just bullshit. And every time I hear a magazine clip, it just proves to me that these people don't know what they're talking about. And, well, right now I'm not going to get into that because, honestly, I don't really have time to get to it. But, I'm going to... I think I'm going to end the show right here. I guess it's going to be a second part on gun control and my thoughts. So, guys, like I said, for me here at the Lost Skills Podcast, my prayers and everything go out to the families. I know it's hard. I don't know what I would do if something happened to my child. I would probably lose it. I understand that it's tough, and I feel for the families. But at the same time, you know, we have to be calm and collected about the decisions that we're going to make going forward. Also, I'd appreciate it if you take this episode and share the crap out of it. If you think that, you know, I kind of have a level-headed approach to where I'm going with this, please share it on Facebook and stuff so people can find it. So... it can help grow the audience, and maybe we can educate some people. So, all right, guys, I suppose I'm out of here. I'll talk to you later. Bye.